Dispenser's Eye Guide with the Association of British Dispensing Opticians.
Now, where did I put the straws? And ice? Have we got any ice, nurse? Nurse?
What on earth do you need straws and ice for?
Well, Sally Specs, the dynamic dispensing optician, called to say that I should get some new glasses and I can go and pick them out today. Now, what do you think? Shall I put ice-cold milk or water in my lovely, shiny new glasses?
You're not serious, are you?
You're probably right. Got to be lemonade, hasn't it?
Professor, the glasses Sally is talking about are not the ones that you drink out of. They're the type you see with, that sit on your nose.
Oh, I see. Let's go and get them. Maybe we could get some facts for our new eye guide whilst we're at it. So why do people need glasses, Miss Specs?
Well, not everyone needs glasses. Some people see everything super clear without them, but lots of people don't. They might find it difficult to see things a little distance away.
Like reading a signpost or a street name when you're walking around town. That's called being short-sighted.
That's right. Others might find it hard to see things when they're close up.
Like reading a book or doing a crossword. That's called being long-sighted.
Both short-sightedness and long-sightedness are caused with an issue in the way the eye handles the light inside the eye. Do you want to have a closer look?
Of course!
The light from the outside world comes into the eye through the cornea and the lens. These are clear and curved and soft enough to move. The lens uses muscles to squeeze the light into focus.
Wow! They're working very hard.
Well, think about all the things you'd look at in just 1 minute. Some near, some far. Eyes are one of the hardest working organs in your body.
And when they're working properly, they bend the light so that it comes into focus at exactly the right place. Over there on the retina at the back of the eye.
All on target! Right in the centre of the retina.
But check out this eye. This lens doesn't work quite as it should. And can you see what's happening?
The light isn't hitting the retina at all. It's focusing too soon.
And in this one, the light isn't focusing at all before it gets to the retina.
Ah, they're going to focus somewhere way past the retina.
And that's what's behind the two most common eye conditions. Let's get back to my office and I can show you how glasses help. People who are nearsighted, who find it difficult to see things a little distance away, have eyes that focus the light too soon.
And the medical word for that is myopia.
And people who are farsighted, who struggle to see things close up, have eyes that focus the light too late.
That's known as hypermetropia.
Are you sure she's not a relative of yours, Nanobot? Great Aunt Hypermetropia! Ah!
Don't be silly, Hallux.
Glasses help light to focus correctly because the lenses bend the light just enough for it to hit the retina bang on target.
That's brilliant. But how do you choose the right lenses? After all, you told me that no two eyes are exactly the same, even if they're in the same head.
That's right. Some eyes need a little help, others need a lot. Generally speaking, the more help your eye needs, the thicker the lens.
So how on earth do you choose?
In the eye examination I gave you, we tried out lots of lenses, didn't we? All the information I got from your tests helps me get exactly the right combination of lenses to help you see much more clearly.
All you need to do is pick out some frames to put them in.
Sounds fun. Look! There's cartoon ones, black ones, pink ones. Oh, stripy ones too. Oops. Sorry, Sally. The sooner I get my new specs, the better. And all that information about how glasses work can go into the eye guide. Let's get it uploaded.
Processing data.
Upload complete.
Oh, before you go, Professor, have you got time for a further quick fact for the eye guide?
I don't see why not.
Well, some people, and some animals too, are born with different coloured eyes. One might be blue, whilst the other might be brown. The name for this is heterochromia.
That's incredible! Both eye-watering and inspiring.
Professor Hallux's Eye Guide with the Association of British Dispensing Opticians.
Find out more and get hands-on at funkidslive.com/Hallux.